We know more than we ever did before about how hard it can be for women trying to make it in Hollywood. Our next guest, though, says she was prepared for just about anything the industry threw her way, sort of by accident, because Sandra Oh had to face her toughest critics a long time ago, her parents, who absolutely did not want her to become an actor.
It was very, very, very difficult to rebel against them, coming from a very typical, strict Asian immigrant upbringing. But when I defied them, there was a certain amount that could not hurt me, because I had already upset the most important people to me. And when I achieved a certain amount of success and acceptance, they came around. They came around.
And for good reason, because turns out Sandra Oh was pretty good at being an actor. In 2006, she won a Golden Globe for her portrayal of the hard-charging Dr. Christina Yang on the hit TV show Grey's Anatomy.
Don't come to me for absolution. You want to be a shark? Be a shark.
I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. Only it makes you feel all bad in your warm, gooey places. No, screw you. I don't get picked for surgeries because I slept with my boss, and I didn't get into med school because I have a famous mother. You know, some of us have to earn what we get.
For fans of smart, nuanced female characters, it's a big deal that Sandra Oh is back on TV a few years after leaving Grey's. Her new series is also female-driven, a bit subversive, too. It's a thriller from the writer Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who made a name for herself with the show Fleabag. This new series on BBC America is called Killing Eve. In it, Sandra Oh stars as an American living in London. She works for MI5, Britain's security service, which sounds super sexy and interesting, but her job isn't those things. And she longs for something more meaningful. She gets that when she picks up the trail of an assassin, a woman who is murdering high-value targets across Europe. The story unfolds cat-and-mouse style with these two very different women linked in a perilous chase.
One who is the hunter, the other who is the killer. You know, one who is young, powerful, filled with vitality. The other who is middle-aged, seemingly unremarkable and a little plateaued. You can go all over the place. One who has fantastic fashion sense, the other who doesn't really care. and my character is the
one talking about, yeah.
who's quite schlumpy.
Let's play a scene. This is a point where Eve Pilastri, your character, is trying to convince her boss to let her go down this rabbit hole, to let her investigate this theory that the assassin killing all these people is a woman. He is not having any of it. Let's listen to this.
Great.
Eve, what's happened to you? You're going mad.
Nothing ever happens. See, but now this woman is happening, and either someone is stopping it from coming out, or someone is too lazy to follow it up.
Are you accusing me of something?
I don't know. Maybe. Yes, maybe you're being lazy.
And so what if it is a woman? Anyway, I don't care if it was an alien.
Yeah, but she's new, and she's prolific, Bill. Look.
There is something intriguing to her in particular about the idea that this is a female, that this killer is a woman. And frankly, to the audience, it's really intriguing. It's not something that we see a lot of.
It is. It's unusual. And Eve, first very doubtful or not so confident in her instinct, through the series we see her gaining more confidence with her instinct that she's right, because her fascination with a woman who is able to do this job of being an assassin, no remorse, and with such a great sense of style that she assassinates people with a certain amount of personality, and that Eve catches on to that. And I think she really is attracted to that, because those are the things that she doesn't have within herself.
Huh. There are these dark, funny moments. And this is something that we saw in Fleabag. This is the
yes.
show that Phoebe Waller-Bridge wrote and got a lot of critical acclaim for. Mm-hmm. But it also, I think, is a sweet spot for you in characters that you've played. Christina Yang on Grey's Anatomy, mm-hmm. she also had that dry, dark sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Is that just you? Is that just Sandra?
I feel like I don't really have a sense of humor.
Really?
I feel it's like I
come on.
I don't know if I could characterize it dark or light. I do like humor. When I saw Fleabag and when this script came to me, there is a uniqueness and a dark naughtiness right. to Phoebe Waller-Bridge's sensibility that I did gravitate towards very much. And it's much darker than anything that I've played before. Mm. And I personally like that taste-wise.
How'd this part come to you?
They called me.
Who's they? The people? The Hollywood
BBC,
people?
Yeah, you know, be the
BBC people.
No, but the thing is, in some ways, I wish it was that easy that they called me. And in some ways, it was because they called me. And when I look back, it took me 30 years to get this call. I mean that from a very true place. I was very, very happy to get this call. I left Grey's Anatomy 4 years ago, and I've just been actively waiting. Huh. And what I mean by that is actively trying to find the right project to fall in love with.
I read, though, that when you were in Sundance, you recounted this story of reading the script initially and making an assumption that you were not the lead.
Yes. You know, as an actress of color, right, you just to see how deep the belief system had run into me, myself, that I would see a script and immediately not assume that I am the primary storyteller. They basically woke me up from that. And it was really sad. It was very, very sad. And then also happy.
Right.
In that moment, because it was sad to see how deep the internalization went for me. And it was really exhilarating to know that belief system is no longer true.
It was great to talk with you, Sandra. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rachel.
Take care.
That was Sandra Oh. Her new series on BBC America is called Killing Eve.